Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 80 of Batmania 66.
80!
Woo! We're old enough to vote.
Are we almost done with season two?
No, I think there's actually quite a bit more in season two, because I think season three is only about 15-20 episodes long.
Gemini Christmas.
So.
How many episodes are there?
120. So, and then we still have a movie and an animated DVD coming out, or animated movie coming out.
Okay.
So
we've got like 45. 40
some, yeah.
Okay.
Today's episode is the last. And Holly is here.
Hi.
And today's episode is the last part of the John Aston Riddler story.
Did he just do this one?
I believe this was the only time he was the Riddler.
I'm not sad about that this time.
He's kind of flat as the Riddler.
He was better last week. Maybe I was in a better mood last week.
That's entirely possible, because he wasn't great last week.
He was super cheesy. That bicep kiss?
Looked more like he was smelling his own armpit, but sure.
It did!
Just thinking to himself, why'd they have to give me Gorshin's suit?
It's not Gorshin's suit.
No, it's not.
Okay, sorry.
But Gorshin funk is my favorite kind of music.
Is it all, like, riddles?
Yeah, and it's all that Riddler laugh.
Okay, I'm into it.
When our episode starts, Batman and Robin are about to die in 15 feet of quicksand, which has been cleverly disguised as strawberry icing.
Right, as is tradition.
I can't tell you the number of times where I mix up my strawberry icing and my quicksand bottles.
Okay, so that quicksand was pink.
Yeah.
How long do you think it took them to die 15 feet... of quicksand?
You do know that they didn't have to die 15 feet of it, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess they just had to die.
The top layer, yeah.
But how do you make sure it's...
Well, you only...
It's moving.
But you only need the top layer to look like strawberry icing when they step on it. Once they start singing, it doesn't matter.
But it looked like it, Ben. I think they have more dedication than that.
Maybe they just, like, put it in a pile and spray paint it and just stir it around. I don't know.
It's a lot of coloring. Maybe they just dumped a ducket of paint.
Ducket of paint?
Let's get this moving. Yeah. Apparently I'm tired.
Buckets of ducats, baby.
Shut up.
This leads to Robin proclaiming their doom with, "Holy Titanic, we're going down for the last time."
This feels insensitive. Is that just me?
Well, no, you want to go out with a bang. I don't...
It just feels insensitive. And then, like, Batman's like, oh, actually, now history lesson. Many of those survivors...
Yeah, survived by being calm. No, they didn't. They survived by stealing doors from Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ben, they both would have drowned. Or at least gotten hypothermia. Too much weight on that door would have sunk it.
Oh, I don't care about either of them. I'm just saying. Like, they could have taken turns.
That is a really good point. But he was so sleepy.
No, he just wanted to get away from her. He's like, bye.
Have you read the hypothesis that he was not real?
No.
That he was a figment of her imagination?
Not every movie includes a Tyler Durden, people. Does that mean she was fogging up the windows in that car by herself?
Oh. Maybe.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Did she sketch herself?
It was like a naughty Norman Rockwell, baby. She'll post that on Saturday evening. What? Hmm? This is when Batman did we know about their heel to toe bat rockets before this or not? I don't feel like they brought that up in the last episode.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. Because this is where Batman tells us that they have heel-to-toe bat rockets.
They were still testing them. They're still pretty new.
Yeah, they're experimental.
That's right, experimental.
And Batman says, on the count of zero...
That's not how countdowns work.
And he goes, 0 minus 5, 0 minus 4. And they get to zero, and they both shoot up. I would point out...
Oh my God, they do heroin?
Yes. I would point out that they... I would point up and out. That the rockets are only in one position on their foot. Uh-huh. So they are not heel to toe bat rockets, because they're only coming, looks like, from the heel. But they fly out of the cake. And we do not see them land.
No!
I feel like that would not be a particularly graceful landing.
No.
But we do not see them land.
But maybe the Batmobile caught them with the fly swatter that's attached to the back of it.
Possibly, yes. We cut to the Riddler in his hideout. The soon-to-be-opened No Man Puzzle Factory.
Right.
And the scene is just them staring at a television set.
Yeah.
Literally for 15, 20 seconds. Like way, way too long.
This is my first note of the episode, and it's weird direction.
Yeah.
Like the direction in this entire episode, but especially this scene, is super awkward and weird.
Yeah, because they're not doing anything. Forgive me, but I can tell that TV is off.
Yeah.
Because they're all sort of staring blankly. They're not watching anything. When they call Riddler light-fingered, he starts preening until he finds out that Batman and Robin released a joint statement with Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara. Mm-hmm. And, I don't remember how he gets them the riddle. The newscaster reads out the last riddle that was given, which is, what eagle's nest is blessed best? And this is where we, in between finding out what the riddle is and what the answer to the riddle is, we find out that Riddler finally has enough money to buy his demolecularizer. Which, one assumes, demolecularizes things.
As is tradition.
We then see Batman and Robin trying to figure out what it might be. And they feel that a home that is most blessed is one with children in it.
Right.
Therefore, if it's an eagle's nest, it must be a nest egg. Which almost makes sense.
Leaps and bounds.
Yeah, but the leaps and bounds don't happen until now. When we find out about the fancy club in Gotham called the Aerie, which is Latin for eagle's nest? Something. And then we find out that there's also a deposed South American dictator living in Gotham.
Referred to as the Eagle.
Because his name is Aquila. In some of the worst ADR we've seen on this show.
What was up with the ADR?
Because there were words and they were not even close to matching lips.
Like they had changed the name of the guy.
Yeah. And... we cut to Riddler inside Aquila's home, robbing the safe. And he is hiding in the bushes. The bushes are potted plants inside this guy's home to make it look like a South American jungle?
Question mark?
Yeah, question mark. He then refers to... He opens the safe, and there's lots of cash in it. And he refers to his henchpeople as nearsighted nitwits.
Yeah, I like that.
But it was uncalled for. It was just mean. They get the money. Mm-hmm. And Batman and Robin come in through the window, hacking at this dude's house plans.
Okay, you're hacking up that guy's house plans. That's exactly what I wrote.
It was very rude. And it wasn't like there weren't a lot of them. They could have just
pushed mind it to the you, side. They were placed in a bad... It was bad placement. That was definitely a fire hazard.
Yeah, and it blocked the window so you couldn't view it. Yeah, it wasn't great placement, but there wasn't a reason to slice into them.
No. Absolutely not.
Batman's a bad house guest.
Funny, though.
They beat up the hench people.
Yeah, Pow and Zap is all.
Was that it? Or really?
There was only two.
We get another one later, though.
Yeah, I know.
So we Pow and Zap the hench people. and they're about to take in Riddler, and Riddler's like, no, you're not. And I'll show you why. Come follow me. And I'm thinking,
no,
couldn't they just handcuff him?
You stay here and get handcuffed.
Yeah, exactly. Let me use our fur-lined bat cuffs and take you into custody. Mm. He then walks them across the penthouse and hands them his loot sack, which we know is a loot sack because it is labeled.
Also, it's referred to as a loot sack.
Yes. There are no string instruments inside it, though.
Oh, a flute sack?
No, a loot sack.
Oh, a loot.
Yeah.
I got it. Haha, funny. Good job.
I don't need your pity. I kind of need your pity.
It was false.
I was
false. Are we playing true or false statements?
Yes.
That one was false.
Correct. That one was true. they get over to where Riddler shows them the South American dictator inside a bomb cage.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah?
Were you uncomfortable?
You mean with him bound on his knees?
With a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah.
Looking very, I don't know. I'm to just going to quote George
Carlin, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and sometimes it's a big brown dick.
That's not my point. My point was he was looking rather, let's just say, Castro-y.
Oh, really? I didn't get that at all.
That made me uncomfortable.
Why? You don't want John Astin to cage the... You said Juan Castro. Fidel Castro?
Yeah.
So anyway, they got Castro in a cage. And...
And like weird... those like... Well, we'll get there.
The
cage isn't just a normal cage.
No, it's this weird thing that looks like it's got, it's a...
Looks like it's made out of giant pins.
Yeah, it's a teepee made of giant push pins.
Yeah.
And Robin explains that, Batman explains it doesn't fit to the normal puzzle cage pattern, which, first of all...
What?
There's a normal puzzle
cage pattern? That's not a thing.
And Robin goes, yes, but in medieval puzzle cages, sometimes it was keyed so that one support rod would loosen the whole thing. And Robin pulls one of the pins and everything falls apart. And so Batman's able to grab...
How very Kaiser Sose of him.
Yes. So say you.
Nah.
They grab the ticking cash box, which is supposed to be a bomb.
Oh, yeah. It was going to blow everybody sky high.
Just like they were going down for the last time. And they...
Batman... Oh, yeah, that was a funny word.
Opens it up. Breathing. And it's just a clock with a note.
To whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern, yes. And...
I said whom.
Yes, I know. It was very... it was his cover letter. Riddler was applying for another job.
It was written on his stationery, too.
Which is weird because his stationery makes everything look like it's a question.
It's also written in Comic Sans.
Ooh. Which makes Riddler the worst villain of them all.
Most evil.
That's going to be the name of my villain. My Batman villain is just named Comic Sans.
My God. That is such a good idea.
For those of you who are listening, I once accurately described Holly as a supervillain of the mundane. This is why this idea appeals to her so much.
Also, it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I had it. Therefore, it was brilliant.
It's losing steam.
They were losing steam?
You are. Or the statement is... Shut up, Ben. I'm tired.
So... Oh, if the tail fits... Wear it, is the riddle that's inside.
What happened? What? That?
They didn't do anything with that, did they?
What was that?
It looked like Eeyore's tail.
It did look like Eeyore's tail, and it made me very upset.
Thanks for noticing.
Ben, can I tell you a story about how people, I don't know. Not that they necessarily...
Can I tell you a story? You could tell me a story about people you don't know. No, I don't know if it'd be a good story.
Shut up, Ben. I do know these people, and they apparently they get it without necessarily getting me. Because there's, I think I've told you about that one girl at work.
Mm-hmm.
And she's super happy and chipper and makes beep boop noises all the time.
Because she's a robot?
Yes. And I understand, like, she's just a pleasant person and that is offensive
to... But I hate her.
No, it's just offensive to people who have no soul like myself, and that's a good portion of my coworkers. And so she makes beep boop noises, and one of the guys I work with was telling me that they were talking about her at lunch and said they just refer to her as R2-D2. And I'm like, that's not fair to R2-D2. And he starts cracking up. Sorry, I hit the mic. He starts cracking up and goes, I told them you would say that you would defend R2-D2. I was like,
oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
He's a little guy. And his midget died. You can't.
I know. It's so sad. Yep. That was before the midget died, I think so.
Well, that was recent, my God, right? You're not supposed to call them that. He's a little person. I'm like sorry. Darby O'Gill.
And the little people.
Yeah.
That's on my list of movies my children can watch when I have children, maybe.
Mine is Caligula and Chasing Amy. Uh-huh. And not until they're two, though. I don't want to start them too early.
Yeah, you don't want to. And don't want to make it weird.
Midnight Cowboy, Raging Bull, and
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, that might be a little weak. Behind the Green Door is what? I gotta learn them right.
What's one of those movies that just makes you hate yourself?
Schindler's List.
Kind of, yeah, like Schindler's List. There's other ones that are just like,
oh my God, Little Sally wore out our DVD of Beauty and the Beast. Yeah, Jimmy wore out my copy of Schindler's List. Can't stop him from lighting candles and wearing red dresses. Can we have an episode
where we don't talk about the Holocaust?
No.
Okay. I wasn't putting in like a formal request. I was wondering if we were able to.
As of yet? No. That's not true. We may have gotten there. I don't know.
No, I'm sure we have.
Tail Fits Wear It. This is when we cut to Riddler, who's made away with his loot sack. And is now...
Isn't that, like, a thing that doesn't sponsor us? Like one of those...
That's Loot Crate.
Okay.
Look, I got my monthly loot sack. Hey, baby, you want to see what I got in my sack this month?
Imagine, like, it just shows up, like, just like that bag. Just like,
plop. Plump, yeah. Just listing to the sides.
With just like a FedEx label stuck to the velvet.
No, I think that one has to be by courier. Loot sack! I got your loot sack!
I thought so. Oh, when the telegram comes?
Yes.
All I wanted was him to sing.
Oh, no, I thought of what's it called? Back to the Future 2. McFly? You Marty McFly? We had a bet on whether or not you'd be here. Looks like I lost. You not remember that?
I think I've only seen that one once.
Oh, wow.
And I think I was 18.
Maybe. So that was like 30 years ago.
How dare you. Our waiter.
So that's coming along. And
our waiter at the show we went to Dinner Theater, the Hocus Pocus one. And the waiter comes up and goes, you guys are all 21, right? We're all in our 30s. And we're like, yes. And he goes, you're a young-looking table. I was like, yeah!
Go us!
High five all around.
Anywho. Oh, we're almost there. Riddler buys his demolecularizer from the dropout German scientist, who is super happy to have his money.
Scientist dropout.
Yes. And they...
go back to high school.
They test out the demolecularizer, which Riddler accuses the guy of being an 89 cent flashlight, which is like $60 in 1960s.
No, he accuses the guy of giving him an 89 cent flashlight. He doesn't accuse the guy of being an 89 cent flashlight.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna stick with. I might be tired too, and they. They test it out on Riddler's bowler hat. And Riddler's like, okay, now bring it back. And the guy's like, nope, can't do it.
No, it's David Bowie's It's outside David Bowie's castle.
Yeah, that's mansion, right. Mansion. Yes. Yeah, Nikola Tesla has it.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah, that's right.
And they... Where am I? Oh, he says... the guy says he's going to use his $3 million to build the remolecularizer or something. And this is when Riddler says, I'm going to grab the city right by the throat. And he does this weird self-strangulation thing that looks like... You know when you use your fingers to make an owl mask for yourself, where you turn your hand around?
He was choking himself the wrong way.
Yeah. He was there's no right way to hit a woman. He was choking himself in a weird way. Like, not a sexy David Carradine way, but in a bad way.
Oh, Ben, no.
Sorry. No, I'm not.
It's so sad.
I don't know. He got a happy ending.
He was trying to get his rocks off. And then he died.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen to any one of us at any time.
No, because I don't masturbate with a belt around my neck.
Or your wang dang doodle.
Well, would it really cause any problems if it was around my wing dang doodle?
It was around both, I think. That's what happened with him.
That's a long belt.
It wasn't a belt.
Oh.
It was rope.
Oh, okay.
I think. I could be getting this way wrong. Please don't write me about it. Let me live in my ignorance.
Draw her some diagrams.
Please, no diagrams. Or diaphragms. Ben. Sidebar.
Come on, sing out from your diaphragm.
That's just a Yay No Baby song. I've been listening to a podcast that makes me pretty sure I'm going to get murdered at any time.
Okay.
Like, you know, I drive a teeny tiny car, and there was a noise in the back, and I knew what the noise was, but there's a voice in my head going, could be a murderer. Like, nobody can fit in that trunk.
And when she drove away, there was a hook in the door handle.
Yeah. Except for there's no way a human can fit back there.
On one of my days off, I am totally sneaking over to your work and just putting a hook in the door handle.
It's not okay.
It's the best.
It's not okay, Ben.
But like a really shitty plastic Captain Hook hook.
No, no, I just imagine it's part of a hanger. Like someone left their dry cleaning here.
Yeah, with a note that just tells you where to pick up my dry cleaning. Yeah. Riddler's choking himself. And then we find Chief O'Hara, Commissioner Gordon, Batman, and Robin waiting in a park where a street sweeper is suspiciously sweeping the park.
What are you talking about? It was super casual.
Yes. In that, you know,
Ben,
fly casual sort of
Ben,
casual
Ben,
way.
Ben.
Yes?
Did you talk about him using the bat computer in his car?
No, I did not talk
he
about
the He was not moment. Paying attention to where he was driving and it was making me insane.
It's totally fine because he was sitting still in front of a green screen. Did you see the moments where he passed through the cars that would have been in front of him?
Yes. But he was so also...
the Batmobile because... becomes intangible while he's driving.
Yeah, apparently. It was on stealth mode, which means you can fly through things. Yeah. Okay, sorry, carry on. That just bugged me. Ow, my knee hurts.
So they're standing outside the statue of Marshall Coley, the famous Marshall Coley.
Yeah, that everybody knows and is always talking about.
And then... For Riddler,
Coley Square.
Riddler, spoilers, Riddler, who's disguised himself as that street sweeper.
What?
Inconspicuously, like smooth as silk, uses the demolecularizer on
Oh yeah, he doesn't stop what he's doing, take it out of his pocket.
Twist the knobs, wait 10 seconds.
Line it up perfectly. You are 3 feet away from that.
Yeah. But you know what? I will give him credit for this. There are children in that park. You don't... This episode's full of Dr. Horrible references for me. But there are not children in that park. There are literally 5 people in that park.
Yeah.
4 law enforcement agents and 1 inconspicuous street sweeper.
Could he just demolecularize the 5 or the 4 guys? The
yes.
4 of them?
Absolutely.
Why not just do that and then go on a crime spree?
I would say because he's not a murderer, but he's kind of gleeful later in the episode that Commissioner Gordon and everybody would be trapped in the building and demolecularized along with it.
I was going to use the argument that he tried to blow up Bobo Fidel Castro, But
he didn't. There was no bomb in there.
I know. That's why I couldn't use that argument.
It was a feint.
Because I thought it was a little extreme for him to explode that guy and everybody in the building. Sorry, carry on.
I kind of expected him to zap the scientist. That's what I was waiting for.
That would have been smart.
But
he makes good on his deals. He's not yeah. a...
But he paid him. Call? Doesn't mean he wouldn't kill him and take the money back right after.
No, that's what I mean. But, like, that's still...
He then gives him... They then send the telegram. This is your part. So the telegram comes up. Holly's yawning.
I'm so tired. I'm sorry.
It is 9:19 here right now. It's after Holly's bedtime.
It is so far. And I just ate. So I'm, like, full and sleepy. I had a coffee earlier, but it didn't have enough coffee in it. I had a Starbucks coffee, so I had a milkshake with some coffee in it.
Gotcha. Did it bring all the boys to the yard? Mm-mm. Didn't bring all the energy to the Holly.
No, but that's still one of my favorites. You've seen that cartoon.
Oh, like, I love that cartoon. Dad, my milkshake. In the yard. It's the best.
It's so good. So weird. We're on such weird tangents
I send tonight. That to Val, who's been on the podcast before. I will send that to her every few months just because it tickles my fancy.
I think you've done it to me, too.
Yep.
Sorry, we were...
And it never fails to make the day better.
It's true. It's true. There were... Oh, the singing... Or he was not singing. It was just a telegram. Is someone here called Batman? Mm-hmm. Maybe the dude in the giant bat suit, dickwad.
This is where...
I really wanted him to sing.
This is where the Riddler issues his ultimatum, according to Commissioner Gordon.
You say ultimatum, I say ultimatum.
And you're wrong.
Say ultipatatum.
Channing potatum?
Potatum.
Potatum? I don't even know him. And they then get the next riddle, which is what walks on two legs in the morning. Nope, 4 legs in the morning, 2 legs in the afternoon, 2 legs at noon, and 3 legs in the evening. This is the riddle of the Sphinx, for those of you who don't know it. And the answer is man. Just like to serve man. It's a cookbook.
It's a cook. That was that for last year's Halloween.
They were to cook four men. To cook for 40 men. Men. They were...
just a little more space dust on there.
Do you think
people would have a drinking game for this podcast where every time we make a cartoon reference, they have to take a shot? Because so a lot of people listeners. Would die from alcohol poisoning.
Or a Twilight Zone reference. But yeah. A fair number of those, too.
I can't help it.
Well, I mean, it's a little unfair because Burgess Meredith is a reoccurring actor in this show.
Yes.
There
was time now. Sidebar. Amanda, who's been on this show, has been watching Twilight Zone, and she goes, it's one of those days, and I'm watching Twilight Zone, and the one where his glasses break, she goes, and my reaction is, I feel you, man. I feel you. So good. He just wants to be alone. It's so good.
Oh, Holly?
Yes.
Did you know that the first time that phrase was uttered was in a Shakespeare play?
No.
Yeah, Ophelia, man. Ophelia.
To whom it may concern, please consider this my last day on this podcast. I am tendering my resignation with a meat hammer. Tenderizer.
Honey, give me the meat hammer. Is that a euphemism?
I think that might be another Dr. Horrible reference.
It's pretty close. Hammer is the name of my villain. After Comic Sans. Comic Sans and the Meat Hammer are teaming up. Meat Hammer's played by Ron Jeremy.
So does Comic Sans just go around and like change everybody's state document? He's got a ray gun. That changes everybody's Word documents into Comic Sans.
Not just Word documents, street signs, everything. Oof, it's just a ray gun.
That is chaos.
Yeah.
But does it also fix the grammar? Because I feel like you might think that's important.
No, no, it changes it to Comic Sans and removes punctuation.
No, Ben, no!
He's a villain, Holly. Holly's gonna have nightmares about Comic Sans now.
I don't like this anymore.
He took it too far.
It's just me with a Sharpie. I don't care that it's in Comic Sans anymore. I just need punctuation.
And when it's is used as a possessive, it adds an apostrophe.
Sadly, those are the ones that I'm like, I'm not sure.
No, Comic Sans just goes around committing word crimes. Changing thens to thans and vice versa.
And whom's to whose.
Okay, I'm going to, pardon me, I know we're not supposed to go political on this podcast, but I have to say that my friends on Facebook who are staunch libertarians are always the ones who don't know whether they're using then or than in sentences. Ooh. And it makes me just go, yeah, I can't listen to you or read your statements.
Oh, okay, real quick. So a friend of mine sent me a YouTube channel.
Okay.
I'm not going to state which one it was, but I really liked what the person had to say, but the way they spoke and the fact that they used ums and ahs even more than I do, and I know I do it a lot, I cannot watch this.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who do and ah and and whatever, but they don't do it too much, and they stop and they think.
Yeah.
And then it's people where it's every other word.
That's what was happening, and I just couldn't watch it anymore. Like, I watched, and what the person was talking about, and I'll tell you when we're not recording, because I don't want to piss anybody off, as I do in
I just insulted libertarians, so.
No, we're good. We're solid on that.
You don't think libertarians listen to our podcast?
I don't think. So, no. Anyway.
You were about to say you don't think anybody listens to our podcast. I listen to
our podcast. I said again. That's so funny.
To whom it may concern, this is Holly's last episode on this podcast.
What was I saying?
I'm finally listening to the internet and kicking her off.
I'll tell you what they were talking about when we're not recording. But because it was fascinating. It was really interesting. It was well-researched. But I'm just like, I can't listen to you speak, which was probably how people feel about me. Carry on. Let's move on.
Where are we? Oh, so when our episode starts, they're sinking in the quicksand.
Leaps and bounds is where we are.
Oh, yes.
Part 2.
My note for this, with how they connect this riddle to all the previous ones, is logic!
No. No logic.
There's none.
0% logic.
I don't know how they get to it, but the question of, well, who walks on 3 feet? And Robin says no one, and Batman goes, or no man, and then goes, I seem to recall reading about a soon-to-be-opened puzzle factory, which must have been in the puzzle factory section of the Gotham Gazette.
Yeah.
Right next to the umbrella factory openings.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
And Batman then somehow knows to call Commissioner Gordon and tell him to have four 100-pound bags of sodium dichloride delivered to the Batcopter, which is out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, and then we cut to Riddler waiting for the ultimatum time before Gotham either has to rescind all of its laws or have police headquarters be disintegrated.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains that the way to, oh, that he has snuck into police headquarters and plugged in the demolecularizer.
Right.
And that's what's got it on an automatic trigger. And all they have to do is turn off the wall switch to stop the automatic trigger.
So couldn't that have just happened accidentally?
What if somebody was vacuuming the office?
Yeah.
Just, boom, knocked it out of the plug.
Or what if the plug drew too much power, and so it blew the fuse box?
Yeah. All of those things could have happened.
Wrong here.
So the time for the ultimatum is coming. The newscaster that they're watching is counting down to it, which is kind of grim when you think about it.
Yeah, but you assume, like, they got everybody out already, right?
Except they know that the last three people remain, or the last people remaining in there are Chief O'Hara, Commissioner Gordon, and Chief O'Hara's crack squad of bomb sniffer people. Sorry, just got the image of people being bomb sniffers, and that made me happy. Mm-hmm. What? No, the dog was sick today. We had to get in Mike.
I like to think that it's a pig on the day the dog's sick.
No, Phil, damn it, this pig keeps finding truffles.
Yeah, but I'm going to retire on these truffles.
So the way that Batman foils it, and we don't see the Batcopter actually do this, but a sudden and severe thunderstorm happens and hits police headquarters at exactly the right time, which causes an electrical overload, which turns off the automatic demolecularizer.
Right.
Makes perfect sense.
You know, they could have just
shut down the power.
Power.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
And there's no... Like, there's no moment where Batman realizes or states that he knew that the device was inside police headquarters. No. And not coming from an external source. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Riddler is 100% chagrined by not killing everybody and disintegrating. Batman and Robin... This is when Batman and Robin park at the puzzle factory. Batman says, "No time to take the stairs. We better use the bat rope." Wouldn't pulling oneself up a rope take longer and be more physically taxing than using the stairs?
I don't know. It depends on how bad your knees are.
Okay, and how strong your forearms are?
I mean, an elevator really would have solved all these problems.
True. True. But I think that was built before OSHA standards demanded it. So I think it's grandfathered in. And they climb up the wall. They jump in through the window. And Batman explains that they seeded the clouds to make the lightning happen.
Right.
Because Riddler's so predictable. And Riddler says, but you guys are predictable as well. And he flips a switch. And I loved this because there was a trap door, but the trap door was made of puzzle pieces. It was kind of cool.
I miss that.
Yeah, so it was made of 3 or 4 puzzle pieces that dropped out. Batman and Robin swung up onto the windowsill again and then started the next onomatopoeia fight.
Thunk, boff, oof, zap, kapow, whap, and kayo.
Kayo?
Kayo.
They capture all of the hench people and the Riddler. And Chief O'Hara runs in as Anagram tries to escape. And grabs her from behind.
This feels really inappropriate.
It was kind of inappropriate, but she's struggling. And Robin... Chief O'Hara makes a comment that she's the toughest one of them all, he bets. And Robin says, yeah, she's the only one still kicking. And she kicks him in the shin.
Good. Robin deserved that.
Uh-huh. But it was... Like, for me, I'm like, stop the episode right there.
Yeah.
It's the perfect it's a perfect closing moment. Of course, they don't. And we see... Batman in Chief Commissioner Gordon's office explaining that the scientist is going to get leniency because he gave back the stolen money. And the dude's all like, I'm a Nazi, but I don't like crying children. And Batman explains that he's going to have a space at the Gotham Science Institute or something or other.
Mm-hmm. For when he gets out.
Courtesy of Bruce Wayne.
Couldn't he have used all that money to, I don't know, get an attorney that kept him from going to jail at all?
Yeah. Yeah, or to leave the country and go to Brazil, where he could continue his research in a country with no extradition.
Because that money, it wasn't his fault it was stolen money.
Yeah. But it still proceeds from a crime, so it would have been tied up in legal wrangling. Yeah. But no, you're not entirely wrong.
But Brazil would have solved all of these problems
I want a shirt that just says Brazil would have solved all these problems.
We've got a whole line of shirts that... Shut Up, I'm Batman.
Yeah, Shut Up, I'm Batman. And he asks Commissioner Gordon, who is it behind that mask? And Commissioner Gordon says, who it is isn't as important as what he does.
I thought it was where he is.
Where he is, that's right. Because what he does would have made sense. And
well, no, because it's where he is because Commissioner Gordoner. What? Tired Holly is tired. Commissioner Gordon is 100% stalking Batman.
I love the idea, though, that who he is isn't important as where he is, and we just cut to Batman in a strip club with a cigar. Like, woo!
Half the money from that suitcase.
Making it rain in 1960s money, baby. Yeah, and that's the end of our episode. As always, if you want to follow us, you can follow Holly at _awkwardblonde on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Yes.
And you can follow our show at Batmania66 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then you can send us emails at batmania66mail@gmail.com.
Yep.
And if you are enjoying the show, please leave us a review on Podomatic or on iTunes.
And subscribe.
And subscribe. And if you are really enjoying the show, we got a very nice message from a new listener who asked us where the first season is. The first season is unfortunately in limbo right now because it ain't free to post a podcast. If you guys are really enjoying it, feel free to go to podomatic.com, look us up, and contribute. Mm-hmm. We will use that money towards the podcast. Towards microphones and hosting and all sorts of good stuff.
And putting up the other episodes.
Yep.
The old episodes.
And next week, we will be listening to, watching, and you will be listening to us talk about episode 81, Joker's Last Laugh. So we will see you next time. Same bat time, same bat channel.